good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talking on a Friday morning. Reaction coming from around the world, and especially in Latin America, to President Obama's call to restore full diplomatic relations with Cuba. Presidents of various countries have virtually turned on a dime in terms of how they've spoken about the president before.
This really does show Obama to be a courageous man, in my opinion. And frankly, with the kinds of very unstable people out there, I worry about him. Now we better have a good Secret Service, I can tell you right now. The thing about this is that in one stroke, the president has been able to turn a huge constituency in his favor, so that people who saw him as a conservative president who was afraid to make a step are now declaring that he's a hero. And I think that the reason that his heroism is so clear is that he didn't have to do it. Everybody says if you're a lame duck, it's bad. But in fact, lame ducks have something going for them, because they're able to say, all right, I don't have to face an electorate anymore. I don't have to do the traditional politics. I'm going to do what's right. In the case of Governor Cuomo and his administration coming out against fracking in one stroke, that same stroke, he's able to turn things around so that people who were calling him names are now calling him a hero. And he did what was right. The same thing is happening in the Cuban situation. And we find a president basically turning into a hero around the world. Look, you can't be naive about this. You have to know that there are plenty of things about the Cuban leadership that are detestable. Nevertheless, by opening things up, there is an ability to now show the Cuban people some things about their own leadership. We did it with the Russians. Things turned around. I think this is a very good and progressive way of looking at the world.
Speaking of looking at the world, an editorial in the New York Times when it comes to Sony, the hacking scandal, and from the headline, Mr. Kim's Thugs, the decision to cancel the release of a movie in response to the threats by North Korean hackers could embolden rogue regimes and criminals. The movie, of course, is The Interview.
That's right. And the new thing that we all have to worry about now, David, is the internet, is cyber warfare. We've been warned about this a long time ago, but now we see it happening. Nothing is safe. Nothing anybody has ever written or said is safe. And we're quite sure that this is now going to be the look of the future. And the Times is absolutely right to say it. But the implications are that we have to really either shore up our cyber areas, or we're going to find ourselves seeing this again and again and again.
Finally, and very quickly, Alan, a report from the Committee on Open Government, that's the State Committee on Open Government in New York, says police files should be open to the public.
Well, look, we're looking for ways in order to hold the police accountable. There is an exception. You can get information by law in almost any legal case. You cannot when it comes to a policeman. So the question is it a good idea? Is it a good idea to say, okay, if you're going to be a policeman, then anything that you do is open to public inspection in terms of your police file? I think this is an interesting issue. I have seen police departments where somebody's record in terms of violence has been described to me as big as your elbow. Huge. And the answer is nobody's allowed to see it. And when you're on the stand, that would make a huge difference before a jury. So I think it may well be that there will be people who get hurt, families. But on the other hand, it's a good idea to let everybody know. And if you become a police officer, your behavior is discoverable later on.